During the American Revolution, General George Washington's army used many barns, churches, and homes as military hospitals. But the Continental Army built only one hospital from the ground up in Chester Springs, Pennsylvania. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on a memorial to the war's greatest threat.
During the Revolutionary War, disease was a far more prolific killer than the British. About 6,800 American soldiers died in action, but 17,000 died from afflictions, including typhoid, dysentery, and smallpox. Washington expressed fear at the time that disease would, quote, smolder his forces.
That was his biggest worry, that the illness would decimate the army rather than the military.
That's Sandra Momeyer. She's the retired director of Historic Yellow Springs, the site of the first and only purpose-built military hospital during the Revolution. It was not designed to treat gunshot wounds, but to contain disease. Unfortunately, doctors at the time did not have a good understanding of contagions or how they spread. Momeyer said the medical standard at Yellow Springs was simple: keep things clean. Seems pretty basic now, but at the time, that was radical thinking.
And that meant isolating those who were recovering from those who were newly sick. It meant clean clothing and clean bedding, washing hands at least once a day, it was said, once a day.
The people doing that work at Yellow Springs were women, mostly housewives hired from surrounding farms in Chester County. Meg Roberts is a historian at the University of Edinburgh, and she says very little is known about them.
There's no contemporary evidence for their work as nurses at all.
Roberts contributed to a new exhibition called Nursing the Revolution. It opens January 14th at the University of Pennsylvania Center for the Study of the History of Nursing. She says the Revolutionary War was a turning point for medicine in America. It necessitated a national network of hospitals and trained doctors. But that hospital system was hierarchical and excluded women.
Being housewives and druggists and apothecaries and all of these women's expertise was just part of the way that medical practice occurred in the colonial period. And the revolution, because it is a sort of nation-building moment, reifies a lot of authority over medicine in a way that excludes women from the Revolutionary War records.
One of the few nurses we know by name at Yellow Springs was Abigail Hartman Rice, a German immigrant who married a miller in Chester Springs. Most of her adult life was spent pregnant. Before she died at age 47, she gave birth to 21 children. And yet, Momeyer said she still found time to care for soldiers.
She may not have realized that she was a part of a step up for women. And women being part of the Revolutionary War and the fight for freedom.
Abigail could be thought of as one of America's very first frontline workers, and she paid the ultimate price. While caring for the sick at Yellow Springs, she contracted typhus, which killed her. There used to be a chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution named after Rice, but in the 1990s, the DAR rescinded her name because, Momeyer says, there's no paper trail that proves she was a nurse.
You had to have physical proof. They would not accept oral history tradition. They wanted to know if I had a check stub for her. And I was like, we don't even know the names of the soldiers. Nobody wrote them down.
Abigail Hartman Rice's gravestone is at St. Peter's Church in Pikeland Township. There's a plaque with her name on it at the Washington Memorial Chapel in Valley Forge. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.